Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. He's late. I'm sorry. Frankie baby is a little late. Come on, Frankie. Go with it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Frankie. Hi, everybody. Hello, world. Wherever you are, I'm here, and you're there, wherever you are. Yeah. Hope all is well. Listen, Frankie Baby came. Thanks to him, I got some great stuff for you guys today. Wow. Frankie, gotta get back to business. Okay, come on. Okay, that's it. Thank you, Cranky. Listen, you gotta write this down because this is the biggest thing that the world has been saying, and it's so true. Happy is the new rich. Yes! Happy is the new rich. So true. Got it? I got it. I hope you got it. Happy is the new rich. Write it down. It's true. I know people with all kinds of money, but they don't have happiness. Happiness is a state of mind. Yeah. So we're going to have, I want to share with you, remember I'm spontaneous. I'd rather be that way because it just comes from my soul or wherever it is. So just going to say, I'm going to say it again. Happy is the new rich. Right, write it down. So I'm just going to share. I'm going to get into the second part with awakening your soul to your own personal inner war that is being reflected in the outer world. But let's have some philosophies about getting rid of people that are holding us back in life. I'm going to repeat somebody else is coming on. A few people were coming on, so I'm sorry about that. I'm back again. So this is spontaneous, so we're going to do some philosophies first to lighten up, to get rid of toxic or people that are holding us back in life. You got to remember, we've got to go forward. Okay, we're going to start off with, this happened to come to me, do not educate your children to be rich. Educate them to be happy. So when they grow up, they'll know the value of things, not the price. Love that. So if you cannot be positive in life, then at least be quiet. Thank you, Joel Osteen. Okay, holding on to anger, all you people. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Let it go. The anger, they get their karma back. I got something with karma about this here. They get it back. That's one thing I got. Revenge, nah. Okay? I'm too lazy. What I do is I'm going to sit here and let karma screw them up. They said a different word, but I can't say that word. It's an adult thing to say. Okay? What was it? Okay. Now, a positive. Be kind and gentle with yourself. You are a beautiful child of the universe, precious as the stars in the sky. Keep peace in your soul during the chaos of life. Yes. Now, some people won't love you, no matter what you do. And some people won't stop loving you, no matter what you do. So go where the love is. Go where the love is. Yes. Next. Give yourself permission to immediately walk away from anything that gives you bad vibes. There's no need to explain or make sense of it. Come on, just trust the little inner voice when it talks to you, and you'll feel it. You'll feel the vibes if it's not, whatever, feeling good. Okay. This is another one. Why does this keep going off here? Okay. Free yourself from negative people. Yeah, they're the complainers. I've told the complainers already. Listen, I'm going to give you 48 hours not to complain. I guarantee you won't complain after that awareness. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's get on to this. Free yourself from negative people. Spend time with nice people who are smart, they're driven, and they're like-minded. Relationships should help you, not hurt you. Surround yourself with people who reflect the person you want to be. Choose friends who you are proud to know. People you admire, you who love and respect you. People who make your day a little brighter simply by being in it. Life is too short to spend time with people who suck the happiness out of you. When you free yourself from negative people, you free yourself to be you, in big capital letters. And being you is the only way to truly live. Yes. Another thing I wanted to say, where it is, a good laugh and a long sleep is the best thing for you, is everything. I'll say it again. A good laugh and a long sleep is the best thing for you. Okay, now sometimes those who don't socialize much, they're not actually antisocial. They just have no tolerance for drama and fake people. And I'm learning that, man. Oh, am I learning that? Okay. Okay, when you truly don't care what anyone thinks of you, you have reached a dangerously awesome level of freedom. Yes. K-World, listen to this one. Don't regret knowing the people that came into your life. See, the good people, they give you happiness. The bad ones give you experience. And the worst ones give you lessons, and the best ones give you memories, beautiful memories. I'm going to say this again. Happy is the new rich. Write it down. Look at it. Feel it. Okay. Wow. As you move forward in life, you may need to change your circle of friends because everyone around you isn't interested in seeing you improve. That's so sad. It's so sad. I don't understand it because I'm happy for everybody that whatever they do. But, hey, that's me. I don't know. Just sharing it with the world. This is toxic behaviors that will kill your soul. I don't like that word, but it does. Toxic behaviors, okay? One, okay? Worrying about the future. 2, putting yourself down. 3, holding a grudge. 4, gossiping. 5, jealousy. And you know, I got to tell you, my mother told me when she was alive, she said, the worst emotion in the world is jealousy. Yes, I went to a party, big time event. People were taking pictures of me and promised to send them to me, women. Didn't get not one from the women. Unbelievable. There was about 30 women. So jealousy is the worst emotion in the world. And I did not know that. But I did know in a way, yes, because we all have had jealousy sometime to have the awareness what it feels like. And it feels really, really not good. Really bad. Okay, 6. Lying. That's a toxic behavior. 7. Oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is me. 8. Negativity. 9. Reliving the past. The past is history. 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 Okay. Let's go. Letting toxic people go is not an act of cruelty. It's an act of self-care. It's sad. It hurts me so much to think that. And then happy. Let's get back to happy again. Happy are those who take life day by day, complain very little, and are thankful. But I say, happy are those who take life day by day and have it as a state of mind. Now, this one is just so off the wall, I'm going to share with you. I told you, the wonderful world, the wonderful souls that are listening, you're going to have a good week. You're going to have a great week this week. Okay? This is a sign that's completely opposite to what you think. You know, all these rules. Okay, I don't know any rules. There's a sign on the grass, and it says, please keep on the grass. Lie down. Roll around it. Forget all your responsibilities. Have an ice cream. Next. Surround yourself only with people who are going to take you higher. Thank you, Oprah, for that. Okay, stay there. Okay, every smile, every laugh, and every bit of kindness lets a little more light into your world. So, light up the world today. Yes. Associate yourself with people of good quality, for it is better to be alone than in bad company. Oh boy, do I know that. I'm really learning. I really love the fact that there's no negativity around me unless I want it. I don't want it. Okay. Now, these are 3 things you should keep quiet. To keep quiet about. 1 is your love life. 2 is your income. 3 is your next move. Oh boy, I like that too. Shady people will expose themselves. Don't disrupt your happiness by trying to be Sherlock Holmes. Just sit back and pay attention. The truth will surface. Now, I'm going to read karma, because karma has happened in my family like crazy, and it can happen to anybody. It's whatever you've given out or your greed comes back to the people that are greedy. It's amazing how it works. Wow. cause and effect, I could say. Or we could say, as ye shall sow, you shall reap. Okay? Whatever you give out comes out. To me, it happens in one day. That's what's so dangerous. So I don't want to go there. Okay, here we go. When people insult you, please don't take offense. Don't take it personally. But do listen to their words. They are telling you how they see the world. And they are telling you the exact negative qualities that they possess. The law of mirrors states that one can only see what's in them. So regardless if it is what is actually present in reality or not, release the need to defend or try to explain to them that you're not being whatever nasty insult they've thrown at you, but evaluate instead all of these insults and realize that this is who they are, not you. Then decide if a person with these qualities is one who you like in your life or not. Yes, so true. Okay, the last one here would be, someday, everything will make perfect sense, world. So from now, laugh at the confusion, smile through the tears, and keep reminding yourself that everything happens for a reason. So true. So now we're going to get into awakening your soul to your own personal inner war that is being reflected in the outer world. Okay. I hope they don't shut me off. Only kidding. Close off the radio. Okay. This is the second part of the 10 signs you're raising your vibration and you're ascending your consciousness to a higher frequency. You are becoming conscious of the direction of your energy. And you know how powerful you are? Oh, thanks to Sabrina Rebar, okay? That's it. Let's start over again. I forgot to mention her name. You're becoming conscious of the direction of your energy, and you know how powerful you are. You understand the power of your feelings, emotions, thoughts, and words. And you're doing your best to take dominion over them so they don't project your hidden issues onto others. Hey, you also understand the world of energy and how your energy and the energy of others can greatly affect each other's state of well-being. So strong, repeatable thoughts of anger, jealousy, control and fear towards yourself or towards another person create negative energy thought forms that become thriving dark entities. If the thought forms are held over a long period of time with great intensity, so a strong negative thought sent to another person will travel to that person and gather the negative energies from that person's consciousness and then return double in size to the original sender who created it and feed off of their negative thoughts as well. So this becomes a negative. It's karmic, vicious cycle. If both people continue to send these negative thought forms back and forth to each other as they are giving the negative thought from the energy, it needs to survive in great, great power over both of them. In addition, repeating thoughts towards another person creates energetic cords. So some of these cords are loving and positive, and some of these cords are negative and energetically draining. So as you raise your vibrational frequency, you become aware of your power to create regardless. If it is a negative or positive, and you also become aware of the importance of spiritual hygiene, you are actually integrating spiritual tools into your life, such as, you know, meditation, prayer, shielding, cutting energetic cords, the violet flame, into energy breaks into your daily routine. Now, the last paragraph here. Okay, don't. I've got to see how the radio show is going here. Oh, we got to laugh more, I'm telling you guys. Fear, letting go of fear. You've got to do it. There's nothing to fear. Live in the now. Live in the moment. This has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but I'm talking about me telling you beautiful souls that put love, visualize love to overcome the fear. And visualize, when I say negativity, people sending you negative thoughts, what you do is you raise your vibration. I asked a monk this years and years ago. I says, how do you stop that? They said, raise your vibration so high that no one can get to you. I love that. Thanks to that monk. Okay, now, you are practicing self-love. And understand that whatever is happening in your life is there to help you further your evolution into a higher states of consciousness. You no longer expect perfection from yourself, nor do you expect to master every soul lesson that comes your way immediately. So, you are patient and kind with yourself when you make a mistake and see it as an opportunity to learn and grow from your current state of being into a higher vibrational being, which a higher vibration is a feeling of bliss. And when we meditate, our souls, we're in a blissful state. We must meditate. I'm telling you, get clear of the negative all day you've had or whatever. So you forgive yourself for your previous unconscious choices that created pain when you were unawake. And you're actively changing your behavior patterns so you won't repeat the same karmic events in the future, because they'll keep repeating and repeating till you learn your lesson. You are loving, kind, you're compassionate and forgiving towards the self. Therefore, you are also able to give that to others, for we cannot give to others what we have not first given to ourselves. We come first to this. Now, you are focused, you know, on the inner path of salvation, where you stay focused on your own lessons and not the outer path of egoic projection, the ego. Ugh. Where you become consumed with the lessons of others, and where you stay focused on your own lessons and not the outer path of the inner path of salvation. So, where do I stay focused? So stay focused again on your lessons and not the outer path of the inner path of salvation. The inner path, focus on your own lessons, are not the path of egoic projection, what I said before, where you become consumed with the lessons of others, because you love yourself. Not in the ego way, by the way, because ego stands for edging God out. When we get to that highest love, that's what it's all about. So you have a strong desire to know yourselves. That's what it is. So this is why you're here on this earth. We're here to learn about ourselves. So you are not defensive or resistant when a negative aspect surfaces that needs your love and attention so it can be transformed. You are forever refining yourself, polishing the diamond within you, and climbing the mountain of self-knowing that one day you will merge into oneness with your higher self, activating the kingdom of the universe, God or goddess within you. And oneness, I've been trying to figure that for a lot of years, and oneness is when we're in our souls or spirit, then we're all at one. And love is not what you say. Love is what you do. You know you have made the right decision when there is peace in your heart. That's the question. And when you're with people, this is nothing I want to share with you. Always realize after you leave them how you feel about them. If you don't feel good about them, that's not a good thing. It's how you feel after you leave. If you're sad, that's not good after leaving somebody. When you feel happy, that's a good person. But I got to share this with you. I'm going to say it again. You wonderful, beautiful souls. Happy is the new rich. Yes, happy is the new rich. I got to keep saying that to you guys. You got to write it down. Because people with lots of money doesn't make you happy. You know, it's just amazing that happiness is really a state of mind, as far as I'm concerned. But I got to thank previously what I read parts of this to Sabrina Reber. Thank you, Sabrina. This is year 2014. Hey, are we behind or are we behind? Let's stop this world and get up to it. Let's raise it. We don't want aggravations anymore. I want peace, don't you? Us souls want peace. And by that, I wanted to share with you what next week will be probably philosophies, which I love so much, and I love to share this. Also, I can't find out where I was going. Oh, where did I put next week's? Okay, it'll be a surprise. How's that sound? I wish you all a good... Oh, they're going to cut me off. I wish you all a good day, a good week, until we meet again. Come on there, guy. Let's do it. Come on, Frankie. You're going to cut me off any minute. Come on. Here we go. You beautiful souls, you. They're not, I don't care if they cut me off. I'm going to keep talking. I don't care. Love is the answer. What is the question? Bye, you beautiful souls, now, until we meet again. Bye. With lots of love. You didn't cut me off yet. No, you didn't. I love you for that. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for letting me. Isn't that nice for this New York? New York! New York! Hello, New York! And goodbye for now, New York. Remember, happy is the new rich. Yes! They cut me off. They're going to cut me off, so... See you next week, or hear me next week, because I don't think you can see me. Maybe one day you will, because I think it's time that I went on to see. God bless you all. Love you.